And so King Théoden and the last of the Rohirrim came to Minas Tirith, to the Pelennor Fields. It was a great battle, afterwards told in many a song in the feast hall of Medusel.
He heard of the horns in the hills ringing, the sword shining in the south kingdom. Steed went striding to the stoning land, as wind in the morning, war was kindled.
The gate is broken, but the enemy has fallen back. There is not a moment to lose. Éomer, lead your company to the gate to secure its defense and destroy the siege engines.
I go, my lord.
Where is the captain of the enemy?
There, where the banner with its black serpent flies in the wind. He's seen you. He spurs towards you.
And we shall advance to meet him. Now, Snowmane, you have ridden hard and long, but bear me now against the adversary. Ride with me, Durnhelm!
Like fire in a forest they drove through the foemen. Théoden, Fengalsson, where the press was thickest, shivered his spear as he struck down the Sauron.
Die! Treacherous Haradrim! Captain of the host of Mordor!
Beware, my lord! This is not their captain! Behold! He comes!
Came like a cloud, the creature of darkness. Nazgul, but naked, with neither quill nor feather. Steed of the Morgul King, mightiest in Mordor.
Yield, dotard king. The hour of thy doom has come. Throw down your sword.
To me! To me! Up, Eorlingas! Fear no darkness!
Started and reared high, crashed to the ground with the king crushed beneath.
Help me, I'm dying.
Merry, on your feet. I must defend the king.
I will stand by you, Durnhelm. I am very frightened, king's man or no king's man. Oh no, that terrible thing is coming again.
Begone, foul Dwimilake, lord of Carrion. Leave the dead in peace.
Come not between the Nazgul and his prey, or he will not slay thee in thy turn. He will bear thee away to the houses of lamentation, beyond all darkness, where thy flesh shall be devoured, and thy shriveled mind be left naked to the lidless eye.
Do what you will, but I will hinder it if I may.
Hinder me, thou fool? No living man may hinder me.
Behold my face, Lord of Darkness. No living man am I. You look upon a woman. Eowyn I am, Eomund's daughter. You stand between me and the king, my kinsman. Be gone if you be not deathless. For living or dark, undead, I will smite you if you touch him.
Eowyn, she must not die. At least she will not die unaided.
Die, beast of Angmar!
You have killed my steed. Then prepare to feel my anger, woman of Rohan. Die!
Merry, help!
You who fight in battle like a man, die like a man.
No!
A halfling, you sting like a gnat.
Eowyn, strike now!
Then die! Ah!
He's gone. There is nothing there but a crown and an empty cloak. The Nazgul king is destroyed.
Merry, look to the king, your master.
Theoden, my lord.
Farewell, Master Hallbutler. My body is broken. I go to my father's, and even in their mighty company, I shall not be ashamed. A grim morn, and a glad day, and a golden sunset.
Oh, forgive me, Lord, if I broke your command, and yet have done no more in your service than to weep at our parting.
Do not grieve. It is forgiven. Great heart will not be denied. Live now in blessedness, and when you sit in peace with your pipe, think of me. For never now shall I sit with you in Medusald as I promised, or listen to your herb lore. Where is Eomer? For my eyes darken, and I would see him ere I go. He must be king after me. And I would send word to Eowyn. She would not have me leave her behind, and now I see her not again, dearer than daughter.
Lord, Lord, she...
How is it with the king?
You come in good time, my lord.
Oh, Theoden, my king.
King, no longer Eomer. Take thou my standard. Oh. Hail, Eomer, king.
Eomer, king!
Let his knights remain here and bear his body in honor from the field, lest the battle ride over it.
Then said Eomer, mourn not yet. Mighty was the fallen, meet was his ending. When his grave mound is raised, great shall be the weeping. But mortals us now.
My lord, Eomer! Your sister, Eowyn.
Eowyn! Eowyn, how came you here? What madness or devilry is this? Death! 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 Take us all! Death! Ride! Ride to ruin and the world's ending!
Death! Death!
Dark was the doom that fell upon Denethor. Of his house and the high host of Gondor. Fortune had failed him and fighting was vain now. So in despair he runs to destruction, heaps up a pyre for his son and himself, longs to destroy the last of the Stuart.
What is this, my lord Denethor? The houses of the dead are no places for the living. Put out your torches!
Since when has the lord of Gondor been answerable to thee, Mithrandir? And may I not command my own servants?
You may, but others may contest your will when it is turned to madness and evil. Where is your son, Faramir?
He lies within, burning, already burning. They have set a fire in his flesh. But soon all shall be burned. The West has failed. It shall all go up in a great fire, and all shall be ended. Ash, ash and smoke blown away on the wind.
Where is Faramir?
In the room beyond on the pyre of death.
Stand aside, steward of Gondor.
There they found Faramir, still dreaming in his fever, lying upon a table. Wood was piled under it, and all was drenched with oil, even the garments of Faramir. But as yet, no fire had been set to the fuel.
Faramir.
Father, did I do right?
Do not take my son from me. Father. He calls for me.
He calls, but you cannot come to him yet. For he must seek healing on the threshold of death, and maybe find it not. Take him from the pyre. Whereas your part, Lord Steward, is to go out to the battle of your city, where maybe death awaits you. This you know in your heart.
He will not wake again. Battle is vain. Why should we wish to live longer? Why should we not go to death side by side?
Authority is not given to you, Steward of Gondor, to order the hour of your death. And only the heathen kings under the authority of the Dark Power did thus, slaying themselves in pride and despair, murdering their kin to ease their own death.